Chuck Swindoll tells the story of preaching at a conference in California some years ago. One of the attendees came up to him and said that he was so fortunate and glad to be able to sit underneath the teaching of the great Charles Swindoll. And Swindoll thanked the man for his kind words. In the first session of the conference, the man was sitting on the front row. But not too long into the sermon, the man started nodding off. Swindoll figured that the man probably had a long drive in coming to the conference and was just tired. Well, the next time Swindoll preached at the conference, the man did the same thing right there on the front row, and the same thing the next night. Well, this was getting to Swindoll. Here was this man, apparently so eager to hear Chuck Swindoll, sitting on the front row, yet he couldn't stay awake. And this perturbs a preacher who is well prepared. It frustrates you. It upsets you. Well, on Friday morning, the lady who was sitting by the man came up to Swindoll and said, "Thank you so much for your ministry. And I just want to apologize for my husband falling asleep. He's just been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the medicine he takes to keep the pain away makes him extremely sleepy. He doesn't have long to live, but he said he wanted to hear you preach before he passed away. And so I wanted to apologize to you for his sleeping, but I also wanted you to know that you have made this the best week of the last part of his life." Swindoll later said he could have crawled under a rock because he had made a judgment, and without any investigation, he had reacted. I hope we can learn something from Swindoll's experience. In fact, I bet you've had a similar experience as Mr. Swindoll, where you make judgments about someone without really bothering to get to know them. In fact, you may have done that with Jesus. And we see this very thing happen in the next part of John chapter 7. And so I want to encourage you to spend some time reading John chapter 7 this weekend to see if you can find yourself making some of the same judgments as people in the crowd. And then join us next week as we look to God's Word for help in investigating this man who claims to be the Savior of the world. When you pray today, please remember Rana Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Igbo Life Word broadcast that's heard in Nigeria.